Arctic Midwinter Broadcast, a special program of greetings for members of the British Antarctic Survey overwintering in the frozen south. I'm Karis Matthews, and over the next half hour, we're going to have some music and messages for all 38 of you who are stranded there in the snow, keeping three British research stations running until sunshine and supplies return. And we've got some very special surprise guest celebrities lined up. Can you guess who this one is?
This is just a message to wish you well and say thanks for all that you're doing, which is increasing the knowledge of the science of our planet.
You'll find out, I'm going to make a note. You'll find out, did you write in a little while. With me in the studio today are Terry Suster, a marine biologist from the British Antarctic Survey, or BAS, who spent four winters on the ice, and who has spent mechanic and ice trucker Johnny Yates, who have come both. Give us an idea, then, those that don't know what happens on June the 21st in terms of what you do, meals, presents and clothing, or not.
Oh, yeah, it's an absolutely fantastic day. It's how we celebrate Christmas. There's lots of lovely food, a few drinks, listening to Midwinter Broadcast. And everybody's normally dressed so Midwinter Day, I'm wearing suits and ties, the guys, the girls are in their posh dresses. And for a few crazy people, yes, I'm sure you know who you are, they will probably be some naked speaking in the snow, possibly a dip in the sea.
A dip in the sea is freezing, Johnny.
Yeah, it's something I'm not start raving about.
I bet penguins just sit there by night and look at those humans.
Well, I always used to think that elephant seals have the right idea in winter, because they put on a lot of weight and they manage to stay warm through the winter, and so I always managed to give that excuse when I was eating lots of chocolate and...
You also watch some films. I know you guys like watching things, but there's another regular in recent years, and you have co-stars in it. Tell me about that.
Yes, the South of Sanity. It began as a bit of fun in our winter in 2009. I think I only had 2 minutes of fame. Johnny was more of a main star, weren't you?
I was.